shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use big shampoo.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. When her new dress arrives from the store, a woman will invariably drop whatever she's doing to try it on. That's why we find Alice Faye at 10 o'clock yesterday morning in an evening gown.
Well, how do you like it, babies?
Oh, Mommy, that's a beautiful dress.
Oh, thank you, Alice.
Can we be here when you tell Daddy how much it costs?
Why, Phyllis?
He makes such funny noises when you write out the check.
No, it's not the cost, honey. It's just that it's such an effort for him to write.
What's the new dress for, Mommy?
Well, Alice, your daddy and I are going to a party tonight.
A party? Are you sure your dress is the right color?
Why, Alice, it's a beautiful shade of chartreuse.
I know, but won't it clash with Daddy's lavender tuxedo?
No. No, he doesn't wear that since the ostrich feather lapel started molting.
Oh, so this is where you kids are hanging out. Oh, look at them, those pretty things. How are my three little blondes this morning? Ickle, Bickle, and Schmickle.
Alice and Phyllis, you run along now. I want to talk to your father.
All right, Mommy.
Phil, come in here a minute. Look what I've got on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You like them eyelashes better than your own?
They are my own. I mean, the new dress.
Oh, yes, the dress. Hey, kid, that's a honey.
You really like it?
Like it? Oh, kid, you look prettier than Gloria Swanson and Penthouse Mothers. Why the new dress?
Well, we're going to a party at the Beverly Hills Club tonight.
A party?
Mm-hmm. 20th Century Fox is giving a buffet supper and dance. Mr. Zanuck and all the executives will be there.
Oh, honey, you know how I feel about going to parties. And anyways, those guys at your studio have hated me ever since I married you.
Oh, don't be silly. That's not true.
Then how come when we announced our engagement, they offered me $50,000 to go to South America? Imagine them making me a proposition like that.
Yes. By the way, how long was it you stayed down there?
1 year. I don't want to go to no studio party. Why can't we go someplace where they talk my language?
Phil, I didn't buy this dress to wear to the zoo.
Okay, kid, go ahead. Make fun of me. You made me go to these parties before, and you know I feel like a goon. We walk in, and everybody rushes up and says, "Oh, Alice, darling, how are you, Alice? It's so nice to see you. Alice, honey, have you seen Hedda yet? You're looking wonderful. Lolly's back, you know." Then they look at me and say, "Will someone get a rag and wipe up this mess?"
Oh, come on, Filthy. You'll go to the party for your little blonde-headed baby, won't you?
Well?
Wait, Big Daddy's just got to do it for his itty-bitty snookums. Goody, goody, goody.
Oh,
come on, baby.
Oh, kid, when you start baiting your hook with that stuff, you know I'm a gone fish.
Phil, will you get the back door? Oh, dear, I guess I'll have to get it. And I still have this evening gown on. Who is it?
Me, Miss Faye, Julius Abruzzo. I got your groceries.
Here, I'll unhook the door.
Thanks. Gee, Miss Faye, look at you. Wow, you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Julius.
Miss Faye, do you think a guy's whole life could change in 2 seconds?
I don't know, Julius. Why?
Well, when you opened that door and I seen you in that dress, all of a sudden the Lone Ranger didn't mean a thing no more.
Now, Julius.
But, Miss Fay, you ain't told me why you're wearing that beautiful dress.
Well, I was just trying it on. Mr. Harris and I are going to a dinner dance tonight.
The lucky stiff. Miss Fay, would you dance with me?
Now? Here in the kitchen?
Yeah. It ain't a kitchen, Miss Fay. It's a beautiful ballroom. The sink is a gorgeous fountain with colored lights all around it. The frigidaire is a pair of French windows with the moonlight shining through. And the garbage pail?
Yes?
That's your husband's orchestra.
Goodbye, Julian.
Farewell, soulmate.
Oh, dear, I better get this dress off before... Phil, Phil!
Yeah, what is it?
The front door. Will you get it? I have to go up and change.
Okay, honey. Okay, I'll get it.
Excuse me, Mr. Harry.
Oh, Chicken. How are you, Chicken? Come on in.
Well, thank you. I was just out drumming up a little news for the Encino Gazette. Thought I'd drop in and say howdy.
Well, good. Well, good for you. How are you, Chicken? How's your family?
Oh, we can't complain. We're all in table condition.
Well, that's great.
Where's the missus?
Oh, she's upstairs trying on a new dress. You see, I'm taking her to one of them dinner dances tonight.
Well, now, that's real thoughty of you. What sort of party are you going to?
Well, it's one of them dinner dance affairs, and it's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, a hoedown, huh?
No, not exactly, Chicken. You see, well, 20th Century Alice's studio is giving it, and it's more of a great big Hollywood party.
Oh, that Cyro's crowd.
Mm.
Well, in that case, I might cover it for my paper.
You will?
Yeah, we could use a good fight story.
No, Chicken, I don't think there's going to be any of that.
Yeah, well, I better be running along now, Mr. Harris. By the way, here's your mail. I picked it up on the way in.
Well, thank you, Chicken. So long. You're a nice guy. Gee, look at this stack of mail. Nothing but bills and magazines. Let's see. There's Life, Look, Collier's, Comic Politician. Oh, that must be Cosmopolitan. There's a girl on the cover. Hey, look at this ad on the back. Look at this. I was a wallflower until I learned the rumba. Miss B of Maplewood, New Jersey says, Arthur Murray transformed me from a shy, inarticulate girl into a posed, self-possessed young woman. Gee, if he could do that for her, what could he do with a lovely thing like me? Oh, Harris, this is for you. Hey, Alice. Hey, Goldilocks.
What do you want, Phil?
Oh, look, kid. Harris is going to Arthur Murray's.
Your what?
You heard me. He's going to transform me into a self-possessed young woman.
Phil, what's this all about?
You'll find out, Conchita. I got to beat it now. Look, I got a recording date downtown.
But, Phil!
Oh, South America, take me away. Hiya, Frankie. Hey, look, kid, are the fellas all set up?
Yeah, Curly, we're recording right-hand Studio B.
Good. Look, did you get those guys I told you for that little Dixieland combination?
Oh, yeah. Besides me, there's Itchy, Twitchy, Stitchy, and Fitchy.
Fitchy?
Yeah. His clarinet's backed by one of the world's largest insurance companies.
Oh, had some sleep, huh?
Yeah.
Look, kid, have they rehearsed yet?
No, you want them to?
Heck no. It's once out of the lard bucket for Harris. Come on, let's go, fellas. One, two. Now, Bigfoot Joe was a so-and-so, just as mean as any man could be. And only last night he started a fight and he was picking on poor little me. He said, I'm gonna cut you three ways, frequent, deep, and wide. I looked that boy right in the eye and then softly I replied. I said, now look here, Joe, you big, I know. But before you climb my frame, you better wait, you better cogitate about my given name. 'Cause I'm George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee. Now they've been long gone, but I keep thinking about the names handed down to me.
Love, life, and liberty, they all are free. But there ain't nobody gonna mess with me, 'cause I'm George Washington Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee. That's me, from the land of the brave and the free. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee. Now they've been long gone, but I keep thinking about the names handed down to me. Love, life, and liberty, they all are free, and ain't nobody gonna backwater me, 'cause I'm George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee, that's me, from the land of the brave and the free. Now look here, boy, before you get that razor out, there's one more thing that you should know about. I got a bulletproof vest and a razor-proof collar, a big 44 that'll make you holler. So listen to me, boy, you're fooling with Kilroy, you will soon be wearing wings, boy, up there with the angels sing, 'cause I'm George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee, that's me, from Nashville, Tennessee.
Bodily exercise is important, and authorities agree it's just as important to exercise your scalp. The best way is by massage. The Fitch Company announces the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination for a limited time in the United States only at a tremendous savings to you. It's the famous scalp massage brush combination containing a rubber scalp massage brush scientifically designed with 86 flexible fingers to stimulate the blood supply. A 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's new Quinoil Hair Tonic blended from 5 essential oils to keep your hair well-groomed, and a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Use the massage brush with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo for a reconditioning treatment that leaves your scalp invigorated, your hair clean and dandruff-free. Between shampoos, the rubber scalp massage brush can be used for a daily vigorous scalp massage. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo completely removes dandruff at the first application under a money-back guarantee. This money-saving combination is available at your drug counters in a convenient carry-home package. A $1.60 value for only 99 cents. Ask for Fitch's Scalp Massage Brush Combination. And Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Hey, that was 12, fellas. So long. Look, I'll see you Sunday, Frankie.
What's your hurry, Curly?
I got to beat it. I'm going over to Arthur Murray's.
Well, yeah, when did he get a liquor license?
Character. Look, I'm going over there and take some rumble lessons.
Rumble lessons? Oh, Curly, not you, who was known as Lounge Lizard Harris, the king of the Lindy Hoppers.
Look, Frankie, I got to do it. Me and Alice is going to one of them studio parties, and I don't want to be no cauliflower.
Curly, in the old days you didn't worry about no fancy dancing. You just did like the rest of us, grabbed the dame by the ears and jumped up and down.
I know, Frankie, but this is a case of social necessity.
Hmm?
Sure.
Hey, you remember the time in 28 we crashed that fireman's ball in Scranton?
Oh, Frankie, remember it? Yeah, you were doing a Diamond Jim Remley that night.
I was?
Sure, around midnight, I seen you drinking warm beer out of a fireman's boot.
Yeah, then someone turned in an alarm. We grabbed a ladder, put it up against the hotel, and pulled 3 girls out of a 5-story window.
Yeah. Hey, but Frankie, how come we got arrested?
Curly, the joint wasn't on fire.
Yeah. Them were the days, though, huh, Remley?
Yeah.
We really broke it down, boy.
I'll never forget that blues singer in New Orleans. Torchy Lamar. She's pretty nuts about you.
Who wasn't?
Yeah, but that kid was a honey.
Yeah.
She was the
hold
most...
Hold it. Quiet. Take it easy. Not so loud with that talk.
What's the matter?
The movie star, the Battle and Strife. She's got Pinkerton men all up and down the alleys now.
Oh, yeah, Curly. I forgot, talking about dames to you is like waving a red flag in front of a dead bull.
Well, here I am, Arthur Murray's. Asti bone, la do di, la cucharacha, la mozi, basso de, la do di. Oh, wait till I latch onto that rumba. Oh, Harris, you're going to put that Caesar Romero out of business. Oh, take me in here. Good afternoon. Are you Mr. Murray?
No, I'm not. I'm the receptionist.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm Phil Harris. Could you recept me a couple of rumba lessons?
Yes, Mr. Harris. Your wife just called.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she wanted to make sure that you got the right teacher.
Oh, well, gee, that's fine.
Now, let me see. Oh, yes, your class is waiting in Studio 7.
Studio 7? Which way do I... Gugio.
The first door to your left, right down the hall.
Okay, honey. Hey, that receptionist wasn't a bad-looking chick, was she? Pretty cute thing. I hope I get a teacher as pretty as that. Oh, here's the door. Excuse me, is this Studio 7?
No, this is the Legion Stadium, and I'm Man Mountain Dean.
Well, I'm Phil Harris. You can't be my teacher.
Well, you needn't take that attitude. I'm just as disgusted as you are. Now, get over there with the rest of the class.
Well, wait a minute. I thought that...
Go! Shoot!
Oh, all right.
Attention, class. Now, we start the rumba with the left foot. Will you each raise your left foot? Good. Now, the right foot. Mr. Harris, please just raise one foot at a time.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I'm sorry, class. You'll have to bear with me. We get one of these every moose mating season. Now we'll start with the basic box step. All together now, after me. Front, side together, rear, side together, front. Side together, rear, side together. Now, have you got it?
I got it, Buster. Now, how do I get rid of it?
Mr. Harris, you're fighting me. Now, we'll do it with you. Front, side together, rear, side together, front.
Side together, rear, side together, slow, quick, quick, front, side together, rear,
stop!
Side
stop
together,
rear.
What's the matter, Doc?
Oh, everyone else is perfect, but you, Mr. Harris, you front-sided when you should have rear-sided.
I did? Gad.
Now, class, let's take it again. All together.
Front, side together, rear, side together, slow, quick, quick, turn, side together, front, side together.
I believe in wishing well, and I also believe in a lot of things the daisy tells. I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe, yes, I believe. I believe the dreams come true. If you'll wish for the dream by a wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe. Thank you. Yes, I believe in the stars that sail the sky. And I also believe in the zodiac. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Gemini. I believe that your luck will show again if you manage to borrow a rabbit's foot for your pocket chain. Aladdin had a lamp, he rubbed it an awful lot. I don't need a lamp, I only need the faith I've got. I believe that it's all within your heart. Once you've learned how to smile with an empty purse, you're richer than all of the universe. Rainbows up your sleeve, and that's what I believe.
After spending the afternoon mastering the technique of slow, quick, quick, Phil pronounced himself an expert at the Roomba. And so, later that evening, we find Mr. and Mrs. Harris driving up in front of the Beverly Hills Club for the studio party.
Well, honey, here we are.
Phil Harris, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
The way you drove down here. You were all over the street.
Oh, I was practicing, kid. You know, I got the only Cadillac in town that can do a front side together in low gear coming down Wilshire Boulevard.
Well, let's go in. The party's already started.
Okay, honey, I'm ready.
Phil, come over here in the light a minute.
What's the matter now?
I thought so. You wore your lavender tuxedo. And what's that underneath it?
Oh, that? Oh, that's a rumba sash. All us South Americans wear them.
Well, where'd you get it?
I borrowed it off Frankie, the guitar player.
Well, look what it says on it. Vote for Jack LaRue, city councilman.
Yeah, ain't it pretty?
Oh, brother, what an evening this will be. Well, let's go in. Oh, Phil. Phil, there's Harry. I haven't seen him in ages.
Alice, darling, how are you? So glad you could come. You're looking charming.
Oh, I'm looking charming, too.
Thank you, Harry. My, it looks like everybody from the studio's here.
Yes, the same old gang. Waiter, would you bring Miss Faye some punch?
I'm her husband.
Oh, yes, to be sure. You're the chap with the band, aren't you?
That's right, Harry.
Of course. How are you, Mr. Lombardo?
Listen, I'm not...
Come, Alice. We've got a million people over here just dying to meet you. We'll see you later, guy.
But I... Alice! Oh, let him go. Waiter, bring me some punch. I should have punched him right in the nose. That's what I should
have
done.
Good evening.
Oh, hello.
You don't know me, but I know you.
You do?
Of course. You're Mr. Faye.
Well, that's better than Lombardo.
Lovely party, isn't it?
I hadn't noticed it.
Oh, they're playing a rumba.
Oh, are they? I mean, let's get in there. Would you like to dance?
Oh, I'd love to. My. You dance the rumba as though you've done it for years.
Oh, sure, lady. I'm the guy who taught it to Arthur Murray.
As I said to my daughter yesterday, dancing really keeps one young.
Front, side together, rear, side together.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said dancing really keeps one looking young.
Oh, sure. Is this your first time at it?
I beg your pardon.
Slow, quick, turn, side together.
Oh! You hit my knee.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, lady. Let's try it again. Front, side together, turn, side together.
Oh!
Egad, I knocked the old lady's kneecap off.
That was my compact. Now, would you please help me to my table? You crippled me.
Well, I couldn't help it, lady. You quick, right into my rear side. What's the matter with you? Why'd you drag me out here in the lobby?
We're leaving. The dance committee asked me to take you home.
Home? What did I do?
What did you do? You disgraced me.
But how?
Phil, how many women did you dance with this evening?
Oh, I don't know. They all wanted me. About 15 of them. Why?
Well, the whole 15 of them are in the powder room. Looks like the fracture ward at General Hospital.
Well, can I help it if they don't know how to rumba?
That's not the worst of it. You know that elderly woman you danced with first?
Oh, yeah. I seen them carrying her out.
Well, she happens to be Mrs. Murdoch. Her son is head of production under Darryl Zanuck.
Well, isn't that too bad? If you're worried about that kid, I'll go back and straighten everything out.
Phil, where are you going?
Inside and ask Mr. Zanuck to rumba. One,
Phil will be back in just a moment. Almost everyone likes to do things the easy way, especially in maintaining hair health. That's why thousands are so enthusiastic about Fitch's Rubber Scalp Massage Brush. With its 86 flexible fingers, this handy massage brush provides a simple, more efficient way to stimulate scalp circulation. But it does even more, for when you use it with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, you actually have a reconditioning treatment that tones up your sluggish scalp, leaves your hair clean and dandruff-free. You get both the brush and Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination, available in the United States for a limited time only. This offer also includes the new Fitch Quinoil Hair Tonic, blended from 5 essential oils for perfect hair grooming. You get all three in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination. First, the Scalp Massage Brush. Second, a generous 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, guaranteed to remove dandruff. And third, a 6-ounce bottle of the new Fitch Quinoil Hair Tonic. A regular $1.60 value in a convenient carry-home package, only 99 cents. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we say goodnight, I'd like to say a few words to my Texas friends. Next Sunday, after our broadcast, Jack Benny, Rochester, Alice, myself, and a lot of outstanding Hollywood stars are coming down to do a benefit show for our friends in Texas City. Our first show will be Monday night, the 28th, in Galveston, Texas. And then Tuesday, the 29th, we'll be in Houston. And we're going to look forward to seeing you all because, as you know, it's a very worthy cause and we're going to have a lovely show. And I want to give our thanks for Jackson and myself to Governor Buford Jester of Texas for his lovely wire. Don't forget, next week we'll be looking for you.
Daylight saving time becomes effective in certain areas next Sunday, April 27th. This may change the time at which the Fitch Bandwagon program is heard in your community. Please check your local paper for the time at which this program will be heard next week and each week thereafter. So tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Tetley, Pat Buttram, and Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Clap a while, let a song be your values, Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch Shampoo.
Get the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination in the convenient carry-home package. A regular $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Contains 1, a 6-ounce Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, 2, a 6-ounce Quinoil Hair Tonic, 3, a rubber scalp massage brush. All three, value $1.60. Special price for limited time only, 99 cents.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting...